The greater work is involved with helping bring forward that which is needed at the time and way and manner and with whom it's needed into the world from a larger overall standpoint. It's becoming part of the progression of the planet, all those beings and people within it, helping to be in accord with those others who are following and working, who have the capacity to continue to develop what's needed to do in this world. So these next steps, it's contributing to the evolution and growth of the planet and all those within it. But this is a very grand perspective and a great work, which is why it's called the greater work. And for a person who's approaching it or has not yet grown into that awareness and realization and degree of function, then it's extremely difficult to discern what is going on, what is needed, when it's needed, how it's needed, to be part of this one working body. But what you do have is right in front of you. And the step-by-step process of going further, rising within the realm of heart, love, awareness, consciousness, realization, function, all depends on what you want to do, what your real intention is. That points toward the opening of what will become the next step for you. So your first and foremost project or work is to evaluate clearly, self-examine whether you want to help, be of service in the greater work or not, in the lesser work of the world or not. If you really want to help, contribute, be of service, and do those things that are needed within your life, or if you're not concerned about that or not interested. If you are not, then this will become a major hindrance and block to your progression. If you want to, but you still have personality conflicts or qualities that need to be worked out, then by the very nature of you placing yourself toward the one, the highest, your ideal, you're giving yourself toward service and being able and willing to do what is in front of you, that will lead to the next step, and this eventually will unfold more and more. The first step is to be brutally clear of what your intention is. And if it is not to do and be of help and service, but rather just to be self-centered and greedy, then you'll need to live with that until you decide eventually that there are more important and valuable things and that your self-interest has grown to include more than just your smaller personality, which you will do, which every person grows toward. Now, if you do want to be of help and service, then it's usually tied up with misconceptions about what that is, misunderstandings. And still, there are functions to be gained, there's capacity that will need to be increased, abilities that need to be gained, practiced, implemented, and there'll need to be the attunement and understanding, the consciousness and realization of what the work is and how you fit in, and for you to actually take part in that process. Again, where do you start? You start where you are now. In other words, you place yourself toward it the best you can. Part of the problem in evaluation of what you're doing, an assessment, a self-assessment, is that you don't always see what your really real condition is. This is one of the benefits and uses of being associated with a real guide, with somebody who really knows, who has that awareness and can assist you to taking the next step. Another function that is often misunderstood, or group of functions, is what does it mean to really serve, help, be of service, to do work in a more real way. And what this is tied up in, involved in, is your consciousness and your awareness, again, to do simply what is needed. Not what's desired, not what society in general, or specifically with your friends, relatives, family, expect of you. What you expect of yourself as a self-determining factor. What the conditioning of yourself is, and if you have things in the way, if you've got fails, if you've got problems, if you've got conditioning, and then you realize this, then your next step before you're really clear into what is needed to do is to evaluate best you can and how to proceed and get rid of some of this conditioning and actually place yourself toward the work. And there are a lot of different practices and possibilities, and one of the simplest and easiest ways is to always continue to place yourself toward the highest of your ideal, to the universe, make yourself available in those hands, in that great movement of process, of the karmic interaction, if you would, also that intelligence which guides and brings into your life what you need and you to the situations that you need. Place yourself there, and unfolding and opportunities and experiences will necessarily lead you toward the next step, which relates again directly to your overall intention. So again, it would be of use to have the association of somebody who's actually aware of what steps to take in that. It's very difficult to discern the finer, the simpler, the clearer when one is involved in the outer and is muddled and has misconceptions. But this is one of the things that each person goes through in the course of their development and growth. The higher one rises, the more one becomes aware of what is going on, the more willingness there is to surrender oneself toward one's greater self and function. And this is something that you'll need to consider each step of the way. I say you'll need to consider because each time that you make a step toward that goal, more than becomes asked of you or required of yourself in order to realize, become, and experience that which you point toward of being the highest. If indeed that is. If it isn't, then that's another story. You'll go as far as your true intention is. But one of the qualities that is needed is the strengthening of your intention toward the highest of giving, doing, and serving. And this can be done through recitations of prayers, through mantra, through affirmation. And it can also be done directly through association with somebody or in a situation in which you're actually exposed to some of the work. And you're given opportunities to give of yourself, to serve, to help, to do. And in that situation, then you will grow toward it. And you'll be able to discern more and more of what's taking place. And you'll be able to work through some of the personality issues that you have, because any blocks will come to the fore, they will rise to the front, and then you'll need to let go of them or transmute them, change them somehow, or deal with them in some manner. And there are practices again for that, but all of that truly comes down to your intention of heart. So what you're trying to do is through recitation, through affirmation, through remembering to catch yourself when you stray from your goals. All of these are ways in which you help pull yourself back toward the line, toward your goal, that you straighten your aim. And in the course of that, you move toward it, and it becomes easier and easier as you go. Again, this is one of the great uses and benefits of being associated with somebody who is aware of what's going on that you're working with, who can assist you and help you and guide you. And also within an association of either an organization or a situation in which somebody's actually doing the work, and that you can get a taste of it and you can be put toward it and brought into it. But where you're going to start is where you are now. And so the most important thing in regard to activity is to discern the best you can what needs to be done, and then how to do it. Not based on desire or aversion or anything like this, but rather just simple need, placing yourself to help fill a need. And then you relate this to your own life, your own capacity, your own situation, because that's what you're being guided toward. It's always within a framework of your living. And the more you do, and the more you grow, and the more, the higher you rise, and the more capacity you have, and abilities you have, and tools you have available, the greater is the work that's given to you, and the more that you can become part of that one being. So your starting point is always where you are. And then what your function is in relationship to the rest of your world. Parents, relatives, society, work, sports, music, dance, whatever you're associated with in life. Or you make it inclinations, an unfolding, a sense and feeling of what to do, and it draws you into helping out in a situation that you weren't aware of before. Again, if you keep the door open, this will unfold, and you'll get a sense and feeling of what the next step is and how to help out and do. And it will always be right as you test it out. And as you do, you'll have the opportunity to discern if you're getting in the way somehow, if you've misinterpreted and misunderstood, you've got your own personal desires or aversions in the way, and so forth. And this, again, is one of the great uses and helps of being associated with somebody who can assist and guide you and is aware of the conditions. Indeed, that person may actually set up situations which will precipitate some of these difficulties so that you will then have an opportunity to deal with them and to correct them. In any case, as you go further, in order to discern what is really what's the thing to do and how to do it, and the way, which is incorporated in the way to do it and the timing, which you've got to consider, because you not only will get something to do or a sense and feeling of activity, but it has to be in the correct timing, and then it's got to be in the correct order and manner and with the right people. It doesn't mean that you can't do things. You can always do things. You can always put yourself toward the work, toward service, and try to do your best and fulfill that, and keep in mind that there may be more, discern what the next step is, the refinement of that, discern where you've gotten in the way, or discern where you've paid attention, and catch that sense of the real, that true inner guidance. And this will give you the opportunity then to make those further steps. In order to do that, one of the things that is needed is that development, in addition of intuition, in addition to the clarification and the continued clarification of your intention toward the higher and the tuning of yourself toward the highest, placing yourself into service, then you've got to have the abilities and capacities and awareness of what it is that you're being guided toward, being led toward. And this comes through a sense and feeling and knowing, which many times is associated with what is called intuition, the discerning of the guidance, discerning and knowing and feeling of what it is that is to be done or not done. And you get the sense of timing of what to do or not to do, and it's just as important, perhaps even more important, to know when not to do something, when to avoid doing, and how far to go and what to do. And so, again, this is part of the use of an individual who knows what's going on, can discern it and see it, because they can act as a check against which you can bounce the sense in what you're getting, and the person can be of help to see if where it's coming from, if it's from the real, if it's muddled with your own feelings or desires or personality, if it is completely that, and then can be of use in helping clarify the situation in some manner. He or she doesn't necessarily have to tell you the answers, but rather they point you toward the understanding of that. So this is part of the next and first steps of really placing yourself toward personal service in front of you. And then as you do in sincerity and you fulfill what you need to do, then more is given and you grow within that, and the framework increases, the capacity increases, until if you continue to serve and give and do in the right manners, then there's an unfolding even more to the greater work. There's an understanding of what that is through your own life. So it's not more than what you can do, but this is toward the beginning. And the development of intuition, that is the ability to listen, to pay attention, to discern, is of prime importance in addition to the intention to want to do it. And both the beginning steps and continuing on.